Good morning. Good morning. You gonna smile?
Wow.
Did you have a good week?
Yeah.
I did too. Did you have a good week? Good.
Do you know, there are some things that we have at home or at school or wherever you have your things that you like the best?
Do you have something that you like the best? That you protect it? You may even hide it. But there may be something that you like above everything. Yeah? Are you going to tell me?
No.
Are you going to tell me? No? You going to tell me?
Okay. That helps. The best thing that I have, I can't hide it. I can't put it in anything. Because there's just too many. The best thing I have is my family.
How about you? You like your family? You like your family?
Yeah. I was really blessed. And I didn't have any choice. None at all. My mom and dad had everything to say about it. But
what a blessing.
What is a blessing?
Do you know what blessings are? What are they? They're what?
What did you say? I didn't hear you. What'd you say? It's stuck in there, but I know that it's in there and it's in here. But you know, we get blessings all the time. And do we deserve them? No, we don't. Sometimes we do. And some people do. Maybe I'm wrong. But blessings are those moments, those things, those people that come into your life. Who's in your life? Oh, I love it when he smiles. Who's in your life? Nobody? Aw, you want me to be in your life? Do you know, God, in the Old Testament, Abraham was a very, very important figure in the Old Testament. And because of how he loved God, those around him were also blessed. If you believed in Abraham, you were blessed. But then came along another gentleman who blessed us even more, and even everyone. Those who believed in Abraham and had faith in Abraham were usually just Jews. But when Christ came and died for us and gave us the blessing of everlasting life with him, it was for everyone. So that even says, you know, sometimes we get blessed and we may not deserve it. But if we do everything we can to have faith in God and in Jesus, he will bless us and our families. Now, what is faith? Believing in God, but we're believing in things that are unseen, right? I mean, it's easy to believe the things that we can feel and touch and know. But it's hard to believe in things that we can't see, and that's faith. Right? Because he's going to be there for us. Let's take hands. Take your shoulder. No? Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for these children that bless our lives and for all the children of God who have faith in the blessings that Christ has given us, in the gifts that he has given us, and in the life that we have forever and ever. Amen. Thank you.